What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Today's episode is brought to you by Beam. Transform your sleep with Beam's Dream. It's the secret behind 15 million nights of improved sleep. You fall asleep faster, you stay asleep longer, and you wake up refreshed. Who doesn't want that? Get up to 40% off at shopbeam.com/PDB and use code PDB. It's Monday, 22 April. Welcome to the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. First, tensions are once again flaring in the Baltic as Poland's leaders say they are ready to host nuclear weapons in their country on behalf of NATO to counter Russia's military buildup along their border. Also, it appears that drone and missile strikes on U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria have once again resumed after a months-long pause. But first, our afternoon spotlight. As the U.S. prepares to deliver fresh financial aid to Ukraine, members of NATO are gearing up for potential escalation with Russia along their eastern flank. Polish President Andrzej Duda said Monday that his country is prepared to host nuclear weapons in its territory to counter Russia's increased militarization of Belarus and Kaliningrad. Now, leaders in Moscow have been slowly but deliberately reinforcing their armaments in strategic areas along the border with Europe's Baltic states, stoking fears among NATO members that President Putin's ambitions extend beyond the borders of Ukraine. Poland's president noted that Russia has already been relocating tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus. That's a clear political signal that Putin is not taking escalation with Europe off the table. Then there's the case of Russia's Kaliningrad enclave, which serves as the home of the Russian Baltic Sea Fleet. Sandwiched between Lithuania and Poland along the southern coast of the Baltic Sea, Kaliningrad has been referred to as Russia's unsinkable aircraft carrier due to its strategic location, and Putin has also reportedly stationed nuclear weapons within the province. Poland's leader said, quote, "If our allies decide to deploy nuclear weapons as part of a nuclear sharing on our territory as well, in order to strengthen the security of NATO's eastern flank, well, we are ready for it," end quote. Leaders in Poland, which shares a border with both Belarus and Kaliningrad, are clearly eager to bolster NATO's defenses in light of Russia's military buildup in their backyard. Russia, meanwhile, condemned Duda's remarks and promised countermeasures if nuclear weapons are deployed in Poland. A spokesman for the Kremlin said, quote, "The military will, of course, analyze the situation and in any case will take all necessary response steps in order to ensure our security," end quote. Duda's remarks come as NATO has been mulling steps that could expand their role in the war in Ukraine and ensure Kyiv has the military and financial support they need for years to come. As we've covered here on the PDB earlier this month, NATO leaders are holding high-level talks about taking over control of a U.S.-led multinational group that oversees coordination of weapons shipments to Ukraine. Officials want to insulate Ukraine from any shifts in domestic U.S. politics and formalize NATO's position in arming the Ukrainian military. It would, however, mark a significant shift in policy that would pull NATO closer to direct conflict with Russia and risk further agitating an already belligerent Putin. Despite the strategic chess moves happening in the region, Putin maintains that he has no interest in starting a wider fight with NATO countries. And who doesn't believe Putin at this point? Russian officials have warned, however, that the calculus would change if NATO countries ever began sending troops to fight in Ukraine. Coming up after the break, after 3 months of relative calm, it appears drone and rocket attacks targeting U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria by regional militant groups have resumed. I'll be right back.
Mike Baker here. Let's talk warranties. I know, that's exactly what you were hoping I'd say. Let me ask you this. Would you buy a car without a warranty? No, of course you wouldn't. What about your other important big-ticket purchases? Specifically, your home's appliances and critical systems. Again, the answer should be no. The bottom line is that every day is a good day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of, just like that. And having that sort of reassurance, well, that's peace of mind. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, well, you contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So when it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry. Get warrantied. Now, I don't know if warrantied is a actual word, but let's go with it. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/Mike, M-I-K-E. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. And New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
You're cruising down the highway. Windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Bulletin. After nearly 3 months of relative quiet for U.S. troops stationed across the Middle East, a pair of military bases in Syria and Iraq housing U.S.-led coalition forces came under attack late on Saturday. According to U.S. officials, at least one armed drone was launched at the Al-Asad Air Base in the western Iraqi province of Anbar. Shortly after that, at least five rockets were launched at a base in Syria from a town in northern Iraq. U.S. officials told Reuters that neither of the attacks caused any casualties or major damage. The strike in Syria was described as a, quote, failed rocket attack, though there's no indication as to whether the rockets simply failed to reach their intended targets or if they were taken out by U.S. air defenses. U.S. officials said that following the attack, an aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq and Syria carried out a strike against the launcher. These strikes against U.S. forces are the first since early February, when militant groups in Iraq stopped their attacks against U.S. troops. That pause in attacks came after the deadly Tower 22 attack in Jordan, which took the lives of three U.S. service members. The group that's believed to be responsible for Sunday's attack in Syria is the same organization that's suspected of carrying out the attack on Tower 22, and that would be the Iranian-backed Kataib Hezbollah. However, they've been sending out mixed signals over the past 24 hours. In a statement posted to a Telegram channel associated with the group, they said they had decided to resume attacks on the U.S. presence in the country after seeing little progress on talks to remove American troops during Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed al-Sudani's visit to Washington. The Prime Minister was in D.C. last week, meeting President Biden and other top U.S. officials. The Telegram post also said, quote, "What happened a short while ago is a beginning that must be escalated," end quote. However, just hours later, the group denied being behind Sunday's attack, calling previous reports, quote, "fabricated news." Back in late January, Kataib Hezbollah announced that it was suspending its military operations against U.S. troops in the region, a decision aimed at, they said, preventing embarrassment to the Iraqi government. Now, we've discussed this before on the PDB, but a group of Iranian-backed militias operating in Iraq actually make up a not insignificant element within the Iraqi government. They actually proved important to the Iraqi prime minister's ability to form and maintain a government coalition that keeps him in power. And it's just another example of the complex layers and relationships that make up the Middle East, not to mention another example of the Iranian regime's efforts to increase its influence and reach within the region. And that, my friends, is the PDB Afternoon Bulletin for Monday, 22 April. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. And be sure to check out our premium membership at pdbpremium.com. The premium subscription, well, it provides an ad-free PDB experience along with exclusive content. I'm Mike Baker, and I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.